Welcome to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, where we specialise in succession law, civil disputes and litigation in Queensland. If you want to safeguard your assets, navigate estate planning with confidence, or resolve legal conflicts effectively, you're in the right place. Join me each week as we break down complex legal issues into clear, practical insights, helping you protect your legacy and find solutions with certainty. So let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to the Vicar Law Podcast. I am your host, Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, and we are already at the last week of February and continuing to talk about how to start your 2026 right for your estate plan. Now, today we're going to talk about three things, I think is on my list, three things that you might not consider that do form part of your estate plan. So previous weeks I've talked about a will and I've talked about drawing power of attorney and whether or not you should consider a testamentary trust. But this week we're going to talk about these little, let's call them side pieces to your estate plan that you really need to consider. Number one, without a doubt, your superannuation beneficiary nominations. So if you have a retail fund, these often lapse and there are limits or I guess restrictions as to who you can nominate as your superannuation death beneficiary. So the first thing you should do, hop online, log in, see if your nomination is up to date. It may or may not be, and it may have lapsed, so make sure you have a valid nomination. You also need to consider who is the appropriate person for you to nominate. If you have a spouse or dependents, it should be one of those. And if you don't, it really, depending on your circumstances, which we can talk about, you need to consider whether your estate is the appropriate beneficiary for your superannuation. So that's number one. Pop online. A really simple one to do, actually. A great, like, if you love a to-do list and you love, like, ticking off a to-do list, tick. Superannuation death benefit nomination updated. The second one is whether or not you should consider getting an advanced health directive this year. So an advanced health directive sits alongside your enduring power of attorney. You don't have to have an enduring power of attorney. You can just have the advanced health directive. But usually I find people that have an advanced health directive are switched on enough to have both. And an advanced health directive in detail goes through your wishes and your medical preferences when you are kind of at that end of life stage or if you are unable to consent to medical procedures or medical treatment. So an advanced health directive you can get online on the Department of Justice website. It is an approved form. And in it, you talk about your wishes and your preferences, and then it goes through very detailed a number of medical procedures. Now, that part of the form you actually go through with your doctor, and your doctor signs off on the advanced health directive to say that you've gone through it together, you've discussed the treatments, and that you understand your election as to the differing kinds of treatments. In there, you can also appoint health attorneys. You don't have to if you have an enduring power of attorney, but you can if you want to. And then just like an enduring power of attorney, it gets witnessed and signed off by a lawyer. So it is something that not everyone gets. In my experience, most clients that get advanced health directives are either terminally ill, so they've had a lot of time to think about what they want. They're quite elderly, so they've also had a lot of time to think about what they want and don't want to defer those decisions to their children, or they think that there might be a conflict amongst children about their end of life care. And the third circumstance is really in circumstances where people don't have a very close next of kin. So maybe somebody that is single, doesn't have children, doesn't have a spouse, and they don't want to leave those really hard decisions to friends or, you know, other siblings. So it is a nice document in those circumstances, I think. I'm a bit here or there on them. It's really personal preference for my clients, and we go through when we meet why or why not you wouldn't get one. But if you are in that category of having some serious health concerns, quite elderly, or you want to make sure that you don't burden anyone with those difficult decisions when you are kind of towards that end of life, it is a really good option. So I think that is something. And then what's my last thing? Oh yes, business succession planning. Okay. I'll be a rich woman. And I said this in a previous podcast. I'll be a rich woman if I had a dollar for every time somebody that was a director, shareholder, of a company and a trustee of a trust, said to me, "Oh, I never thought about my succession." Okay, really important things to think about. If you're a director of a company, particularly if you're a sole director of a proprietary company, what is happening to that company after you pass away? What's happening to your shares in that company? If you are doing, you know, weekly payroll, you have employees, what is happening to them if you unexpectedly pass away or if you become incapacitated unexpectedly? I don't think anyone expects to be incapacitated, but you know what I mean? Like, what is the plan there? If you are a shareholder with other shareholders that you are not related to, is there a shareholders agreement? What happens when you die? What happens to that shares? What happens to that business? And the same with a trust. If you are a trustee or an appointer of a trust and you're the last, you know, you're the soul and there's no one else, who's taking control of that trust? What happens? Who are the beneficiaries of that trust? These are all things that you really need to think about if you are in control of a company or in control of a trust, because there are some mechanisms that can happen by law under the Corporations Act. I think under the Successional Trusts Act, don't quote me on that. And look, your will may have like a general dictation about what happens, but really, is that reflective of your wishes? So if I have clients who come to me with, you know, and they're in control of companies or trusts, we do really talk about what is the plan, okay? What do you envision is going to happen to your company or the trust once you have passed away? And it's probably something that people, I would say 9 out of 10 times, have not thought about at all, had not really considered, and can open up quite a wide discussion. And what I find is most clients do take some kind of action in their will. We will often do variations to trust deed. Sometimes they will go and get a shareholders agreement done, because these are things that you don't want to leave to your loved ones after you've passed away. There's nothing like dealing with somebody's estate who has unexpectedly passed away. So I think that is something that if you want to put like a number one on your list, superannuation benefit nominations are really important, but business succession planning is really something that you need to think about. And if that is your goal in 2026, pop on my website, www.vicarlaw.com.au, book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar, and we can get this sorted and I can give you some good direction. Thank you for tuning in this week, last week of January. So we're all done with our starting the year, right? We're getting into the year now. And so in March, we are going back to Will Essentials, Will Basics 101. So I hope to see or speak to you then. Have a great week. Thanks so much for tuning in. Bye. That's a wrap for this episode of the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I hope you found today's insights helpful in navigating your legal journey. If you're ready to take the next step in securing your legacy or finally dealing with your dispute, visit www.vicarlaw.com.au to book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicar. You can also subscribe to our newsletter or find out more about today's topic. Your future begins now, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Until next time, I'm Lydia Vicar, signing off. The Vicar Podcast comprises general information and does not serve as a substitute for professional advice. Prior to making any legal decisions, individuals are advised to seek independent professional guidance and assess the suitability of this information for their own individual goals and objectives.